Richard.
Okay. 4:32, declare this meeting open, special council meeting open. Acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land we're meeting on today, the Wadani and Bimbalman people, paying respects to elders past and present. Reminder that this meeting is recorded, so it is available to the public in a matter of time. Attendance, we have myself, Councillor Curtis is an apology, Councillor Fraser's here, Councillor Sly. Apologies. Councillor Gibbs here.
There was a confusion.
Leave of absence, Councillor Hanson and Councillor Brown. Public question time. Time of the meeting when. That time of the meeting when members of the public can approach the dais and ask questions. Note there are no members of the public in the meeting room at this stage.
Hang on. We might have to.
Okay. So public question time, members of the public can ask questions of items on the agenda, of the council's business in general. There are none. Microphone.
Today, general blueprints are devised on how to apply.
What was the question? Today we're talking about responses to our differential rate, public response.
An idea, it's you have devised a plan to differentiate rates.
Yep.
Okay, and that is in regards to short-term accommodation.
Short-term accommodation and plantations.
Okay, and what do you base the banking principle on? In particular, projected income or an allocated resource?
No, the gross rental value of the, as determined by the value in general, the gross rental value of the property concerned.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Confirmation of minutes, application for leave of absence, there are none. Confirmation of minutes, there are none to confirm. I have no announcements. Does any member have any disclosure of interest on the agenda? None noted. Councillor Curtis.
I did have a question because I
have
a question, but it's to do with
rates. I told you. Community of interest. Community of interest, cool. Disclosure of interest, none. Question. You know, it's been given, there are none. Presentation interpretations, there are none. Our report of officers 10.1, submissions and differential rate proposals. We have the end of the. We have two, page 13 and 14, I think it is. Two part recommendation. Part one, the council considers the submissions received, and two, endorses the proposed adjusted differential rates and minimum rates 25-26 financial year. To enable discussion on that to proceed, do we have a mover and a second for those two recommendations? Councillor Gibb has so moved. Councillor Fraser, a second. Councillor Gibb, you want to talk about the whole thing?
No, simply to move into the next set of questions, Mr. Chairman.
Now, you're moving both, so you're moving one and two, so you can talk about anything.
Or
we
just move one and one?
No, one and two. Well, yeah, okay. We'll go back. Councillor Gibb has moved officer recommendation one. Considers. Thanks, Councillor Fraser, seconded. I'll put that if there's no debate. All those in favour, it is carried. Now, officer recommendation two. Now that we've considered those, you still talk about Councillor Fraser in this one. Officer recommendation two. I'll allow the debate to be fairly wide ranging if necessary. Mover and a seconder for those, which is basically the budget. Councillor Curtis is so moved. Councillor Slide is seconded. Councillor Curtis.
Sorry,
as I said, I'll allow pre ranging debate on recommendation one and two. Councillor Curtis, Councillor Slide.
In regard to the two submissions, interesting to know the Horbury House submission. I think the clarity of our narrative that we put out is not as clear as it could be. So maybe you ought to consider making it a bit more clearer so people can differentiate between the actual categorisation of hosted and unhosted, just to make it clearer.
Anyone else want to speak? Speaking to the proposal, yes, I concur with what Councillor Slyer said, but in her submission, Councillor Stokes raises an issue that perhaps we should be looking at, which is the meaningful contribution above and beyond the ordinary GRB rates in the CBD. It's a discussion that we've touched upon in the past, whether other businesses within the CBD who benefit from tourism should be paying slightly more to promote that tourism. So sometimes early next year, maybe a discussion you want to initiate. I won't give you an example, but other jurisdictions do have specified area rates, or as they used to be called, for tourism. Anyone else want to speak for or against?
Aye.
You want to conclude? Yes.
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 Yes, I would agree. I think it's something personally I've been trying to get across in my arguments to do with hosted and unhosted accommodation is the fact that hosted accommodation feels quite targeted. As in, it's been explained to hosted accommodation before, the reason for the differential rates is to help subsidise with the promotion and marketing of tourism ventures, and I have suggested before that it is unfair to target just one type of beneficiary to that marketing, whereas our food businesses and other tourism businesses in town do not get that same differential rating which is associated with tourism in the town. So I would agree that more concise explanation is required, or looking into how to make that differential rating fairer for all who benefit from the tourism in the town.
Thank you. Let's close the debate. As the writer replied, be prepared to vote. All those in favour? Against? Carried. That brings us to the end of special meeting. I close at 4:41.